Good morning, Rob. It was wonderful to see you this morning. It's great seeing face of Rob Royd in the morning. It's kind of inspiring. He came at 8 a.m. You know, it was beautiful. We kept the chair for him. But anyway, it's time to study. So you can hear me okay? The volume is on. You put a little bit more. So I'm going to go through some words in Kabbalah. As many times we speak about the wisdom, but we don't necessarily know the language. So there is a difference between the language and the understanding. The language itself is vocabulary of Kabbalah, but the understanding is to understand the concept of Kabbalah. So what I'm going to go through today, because I think for some of you who join us now, I mean, I don't want you to join me now. I would like you to start from scratch and get all the way to here. But let's say you are like me and you don't have patience, so you jump in the middle, and if you like it, you go back to the beginning. That's no problem as well. So I'm going to go through some words that need to be clear by everybody, as Rav Ashlag explaining them. And soon, with the help of Rob, with the help of many people watching us, we're going to have all of it in a book in English so everybody can study it and read it at home. Of course, with your help. The first words that we are using in this wisdom, it's called Adam Kadmon. You can call it AK, not AK-47 or whatever you call it. AK is Adam Kadmon. Adam mean human. Kadmon mean primordial man. Of course, you're asking a question, why would you call a name like this? What is it? What is Adam Kadmon? So we are here to explain. We know that there is five olamot, five universes, five levels of existence, not the sefirot. The sefirot are the vessel. The light within the sefirot is names. And then you have the olamot. The olamot means the totality of the world. WORLD, universe or worlds. The reason I specifically say letter by letter, because sometimes with my voice or with my accent, you might think I say word is WORD, and I want you to understand I'm talking about WORLD. So the word called Adam Kadmon. There is five systems like this. One is called Adam Kadmon. One is called Atzilut. One is called Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya. Five. The same like your finger. No coincidence, you have five finger and 10 finger, which is the 10 sefirot as you study. So the Adam Kadmon is the first word. But when I say the first, what do I mean by that? Let's understand it. Adam Kadmon, Olam HaRishon HaMekabel Me'en Sof Baruch Hu, is the first universe, is the first system that receive from the endless blessed be He. V'nikra Gam Ken Kav Echad, we also call this Olam, we also call this world Kav Echad, one single line. Shelimshach Techev Achar HaTzimtzum, that line happened right after the contraction, or what we call tzimtzum, or you could call it restriction, you could give it any name you want, but you need to have the understanding. It's called tzimtzum. I call it contraction because it's contract. Contract whatever was before, and it's less for whatever happened after. So, think about it like this. In the beginning, those of you who studied with me for a while, in the beginning there is a whole totality of light coming from the endless. That totality of light coming from the endless fulfilled the desire that was created by the endless. So now endless light fulfilling endless vessel, everybody live peacefully, it's beautiful. Then the tzimtzum happened. The tzimtzum happened, the contraction happened. Then we have to change, the system change. So it's no longer endless amount of light, endless vessel, it's a little different. Now, the before consciousness called circle, after consciousness called line. There is a difference between the two, because when we call it circle, we are now in the beginning, before the tzimtzum, circle before the tzimtzum, line, and circle after the tzimtzum. When I say circle, I'm talking about circular vessel. So the circular before the tzimtzum is basically the light and the vessel are one. It's called V'u v'shmo echad, He and His name are one. Then we have tzimtzum, and we have contraction. Now you have the amount of light is not the same anymore. Because once we do contraction, you're going to receive less light. That less light has a name called line, or the first olam, first world, or first universe, Adam Kadmon. That's what Adam Kadmon means. So when you hear the word Adam Kadmon, you know immediately that's the first word that was created right after the Tzimtzum, that appeared right after the Tzimtzum. So this line of light is going from the beginning of the endless all the way down to where we are. What is our world called? Who know? Very good. Olam Asiya. The world of Asiya, the world of action. Because all the action happen here. If we make it right, the Olamot will do okay. If we don't make it right, everything depends on us. So Avashlag is adding Hashem Shel Adam. Why we call it Adam? Maze Adam? Adam in human, right? Yuchas rak lesfirot de yosher shebaolam harishon, shu or haruach, shepurusho or hashpa'a. So, it's a little complicated and I do my best to explain it. And again, if you follow me from the beginning, it will be very clear. Because this is a language barrier that you might suffer from based on Kabbalistic vocabulary that I want you to study. And that's why I'm stopping here and I go word by word to make sure everybody understanding it. Almost like a dictionary. So when we are talking about the word Adam Kadmon, primordial man, Adam Kadmon, Miuchas rak lesfirot de yosher. We have now spherot, which are called linear spherot, and we have a circular spherot, but this is after the Tzimtzum, so it's a different game now. Before the Tzimtzum, the circular spherot are higher than the linear spherot, because linear spherot really not exist. It was only circular. After the Tzimtzum, after the contraction, now they have single light, single line of light. So that single line of light now, that nurturing us all the way down to the Olam Hazeh, that happened after the Tzimtzum. What happened? And that's a good question to the circular vessel. Where are they? So tell us, Rav Ashlag, that the fulfillment that's running through the line called Or Haruach. Or Haruach, remember, now there is five fulfillment to those light. There is Nefesh, there is Ruach, there is Neshama, there is Chaya, and Yechida. When we mention those five names, they are the fulfiller. They are not the vessel. When you mention, let's say, Keter, Chokhmah, Binah, Zerampin, Malchut, those vessels. So, the difference is the fulfiller as a name and the vessel as a name. Now, it say that the light that operate through the line is called Or HaRuach. What is Or HaRuach? What is the light of Ruach? Ruach is the second level from below. It meaning the light of Hashpa'a is the light of giving. Velo al Sfirot Digulim Shebo, Shein Bahem Ela Or HaNefesh Belvad. What happened to the circular spherot? Circular spherot can no longer give because they are almost like asleep because they cannot be activated. The circular vessels are the original vessels that the Creator created. But because of the Tzimtzum, because of the contraction, what happened? Now they have to kind of sit aside and let the operation take a place from the linear point of view until we will do the job that we got to do. And the nefesh, the level of nefesh, which is the lowest level of the soul, the lower level of the light, is basically, there's no giving there. There's only receiving. So the circular vessel now only can receive from the line as well. Because they cannot have light directly from the endless. Why? Great question. If they will go back and create desire, and then they receive the light directly from the endless, then you don't need the line anymore. Try to imagine that, like, you have orange juice in a size of a swimming pool. Okay, and you have a little straw that you can take the orange juice from your pool and drink it in your living room. What happened if I throw your body into the swimming pool full of orange juice? Do you need still the straw? No, you become one with that. The circular vessel with the circular light, how it used to be before, was no different. It was Uvesh Borchadi in his down. So he and his name are one. So when the Tzimtzum takes place, now it's only line. That line called the Kav, the line, or Adam Kadmon. So for that reason, they no longer can give. The circular vessel or the circular concept cannot give. They are in sleep. They will put them to sleep. So for that reason, the Kabbalah la'atzvam, bli yicholet la'ashpeh lezulatam, they cannot give anything. V'hu ha'shorosh lebchinat adam sheba'olam hazeh. And that's the roots of human being as we call it, like primordial man. What does that mean, primordial man? Meaning the essence of human being. It sounds terrible, I know. That the human being is only for themselves. Every human being is for themselves. That's better, but you give. You give for the ego. So the, as it says in the portion of Noach in the Torah, it says, Ki yetzer lev adam ra meneurav. The evil inclination of a human being is evil from the beginning of it. So this is Adam Kadmon. So now you know Adam Kadmon is the Olam, O-R-O-L-A-M or W-O-R-L-D, Olam. It's the first Olam after the Tzimtzum. That's a simple explanation. But if you want to know more, is what I said. Or Chozer, returning light. Waor Sheno Mekubal Mbchina Dalet. What is returning light? Mbchina Dalet, the fourth phase, can no longer receive. Can no longer receive light because that's the strongest desire. And the strongest desire cannot have an affinity with all the light that want to come. So what is the Tzimtzum? What is the contraction exactly? When the fourth phase or the main part of the vessel or the main part of the desire say no to the desire. You have four level of desire. The fourth one is the strongest desire, the major one. The other three are not as strong as the fourth. When I say it's not as strong, it's far not strong as the fourth. Try to think that the fourth one is 99% desire and the other three are basically just a little bit a glimpse of a desire. So when you make tzimtzum, when you make contraction and you try not to receive, which one you think will be eliminate? Not eliminate, will be delay from receiving the fourth one. So what happened? The amount of light that's supposed to go to the fourth one, which is great, there is a curtain above that to save fourth phase not to receive it. What happened to that light? What happened to that light? The curtain, it pushed it back. That concept called zivug da'aka, zivug mean connection or intercourse, da'aka is by hitting. So it's almost like connecting by hitting or binding by striking, as you're familiar with. So there is many words you can write, but it's called zivug da'aka. What does it mean, zivug da'aka? The light is hitting the curtain, the masach, and by hitting the masach, it creates zivug, it creates connection. כל כלי קבלה שבפרצפים מהצמצום מלח ומשכים מהאורך הדור הזה שמשובת להם מקום בחינת דש ועד סוף ברוך הוא. What happened? The light now that's supposed to go to בחינת דל, it's supposed to go to fourth phase because that's the strongest pump of desire. I have a curtain above it. So when the light hit, there was so much amount of light hitting the masach, that hitting is now going back up. When it's going back up, that's become the new vessel. I don't know if you're grasping it. So the new vessel is actually the returning light. So what is the returning light? What is the way we can receive in life on a daily basis? When you push back, if you only think about yourself, you destroy yourself. If you're capable of pushing back, that pushing back actually is the concept of basically building a desire. So remember, Or Chozer is replacing Pchina Dalet. The Or Chozer, the returning light, is replacing the fourth phase, which was the strongest desire to receive the light. Now, you can only receive from Or Chozer, you can only receive from a returning light. Because when you push back, that pushing back becomes the Or Chozer, that becomes the vessel. Think about life. If you are just selfish, you don't have a place where to receive what life want to give you. So you have to push back your desire. Yeah, I hope it's clear. Anyway, so that's the Or Chozer. So this has become like the vessel that make, because how is the first phase and the second and the third phase can receive? How can they receive? I just told you that their ability to receive is very light. It's very little. So how can they receive the light? Very good. When the Or Chozer, when the light, the turning light touch the masach of Bchina Dalet, and they come back. So the light that come back as within it receiving energy, and then Bchina Gimel, the third phase, second and first, now establish a possibility of desire. Or Yashar, again, I'm going to words and I'm explaining it to you. It's almost like a dictionary from Rav Ashlag. Or Yashar, direct light. What is direct light? Is the upper light coming all the way from the endless, blessed be he, and is influence all the system. Why do we call it direct light or Or Yashar. Because how is the Adam Kadmon after the Tzimtzum? What I just say, how does the light go? Straight. So straight light is different than circular light. Circular light would be what? What is a circular light? Circular light is only before the Tzimtzum, and it have to be the circular vessel. But because we no longer using circular vessel, everything is line, almost like life, 0, 1. 0 is before, 1 is after. I don't know if you follow what I just say. So, אינו מושפע בכלים דיגולים וכלום בכל מדרגות שאין בהם כלום מהאביות בבחינת דלת סלון צפור די יושר בלבד על פי הכלל אשר משפיע אינו משפיע זה לא בדבר אהב יותר שהוא האביות שבבחינת דלת. So when we say אור ישר, it's meaning we're relating to the light after the צמצום, and we're always after the צמצום, הוא מכונה כן לראות שאינו מושפע בכלים דיגולים, and it's not affected by the circular vessel and any וכן בכל בדרגות שאין בהם כלום מהאביות לבחינה ד' זה לא ספירה די יושר בלבד על פי הכלל שמשפיע אינו משפיע זולת בדבר רב יותר. And it can only, the rules in spirituality can only affect something which is more or less refined than you. You cannot give to something which is more refined than you, because whatever is more refined than you has less desire. If it has less desire, you cannot give it. But whatever is less refined than you has more desire, and that's why you can give it. Again, I'm just doing repetition here so you guys can catch up. Or Mekif, surrounding light, circular light, in circular, whatever you want to call it. Or Mekif, Or Miyuad Litlabesh B'Madraga, is the light that potentially is supposed to go to that specific level. Ela Shemitakev B'Chamat Ezek Vul Shabbat. But that light cannot go into the structure of the receiver for whatever limitation that that structure has. ויש בזה שתי משמעויות. אחד, א', שהוא הערה רחוקה, ב', שהוא הערה בטוחה. A, it's a distance light. Second, is a certain light. Those are words that we need to clear, right? כלומר, שסוף סוף עתידה להתלבש שמה, כי האור בקיף עליה מסביב. What does that mean? The surrounding light eventually, it's something that belongs to that level. So, eventually it will be there, but right now it's not there. So what do you call that light that is belong here, but it's not yet there? Surrounding. It's been, it's surrounding you. It's almost getting there. It's there, but it's not arrived. ואין מליח לשום מקום שתיבלט, למנות שתהיה רויה לקבלו בשלמותו. And there's nothing that the vessel or the desire can do until that light come. So it's a question on a simple level, what push what is the light that fulfill, maybe the light that want to give you, push you to receive, or you want to receive and that's why the light give you. It's a question, because if you think about your life, a lot of us thinking, if I have a greater desire, I will start having more. It's nice, it's true, but more powerful, why do you have a desire, or why don't you have a desire? And then once you have to have a desire, that's when some force starts pushing you to have a desire. So it's a very important thing. Most people don't want Or Mekif. Most people are afraid of Or Mekif. Somebody come and push you to become better. What do? You're hating them. You're hating them. You want to get rid of them. Why you want to get rid of people who want to make you better? Because it doesn't feel better to get better. Did you ever think about it? Does it feel better to get better? No, it doesn't. It feels terrible. I had a coach here. I don't know how he's doing now. I hope he's doing better. And he came to coach me. Every time I saw him, I freak out. I said, when is this session going to be over? And one of the things he did with me, he met me in front of the house. So, okay, let's go jogging for 10 minutes. Nightmare. And then we come in here next to the garage, and we start exercising and doing all kind of things. And I try to explain, listen, I have this, I have the knee, I have the neck, all kind of excuses, as I usually do. And he didn't care. That was great for me, because he was my Or Mekif. He was my Or Mekif from a body point of view. He didn't give up on me. He pushed me and pushed me and pushed me. And that's beautiful. In the end, he got sick. I don't know what happened. Debbie always tell me that those people who come to save you, something weird happened to them. We don't know. I try all kind of people. I met so many people in my life. I always like to meet people who help me, but they will tell me now, maybe I should be careful. Because I like the Omekif. I like fresher, and people push me to become better at what I am. Now I'm thinking about going to college. Listen, I can study at home, so why not? You know, it's another pressure, another Omekif. So Omekif, it feels great for people who want to grow. It feels terrible for people who don't want to grow. So let's say, what area in your life you don't want to grow? What area you definitely don't want to grow? And what type of criticism bother you? If criticism bother you, that's when your Omekif is around you, but you refuse to get it. You're blocking money, you're blocking relationship, you're blocking health, you're blocking all your life because of that shame, because of that whatever you want to call it. It's very sad. So Omekif is a solution for all of us. So I work with many billionaires in my life. What is a billionaire? Somebody who doesn't care for the criticism. He wants more. So does he care if you like him or not? He's busy making money. Or politicians that I work with, what do they care about? To be famous. That they care if you, it's not the point now. They're busy with a goal. So the old Omekif is getting some, or a singer, or want to be famous, or want the crowd to like her or him more, or actors, or whatever it is. You gotta start to look at your old Omekif. If your light is too little, then we're going to the next word. It's called Oplimi. Oplimi, meaning a Ora Melubash Bakli, is the light that already you have within you. Yeah, you want to be peacefully, you good, you nobody pressure you. Ever see those students that going to about 20 teachers? You ever met people like this? There's a name for them, I cannot say it on video, I'm not allowed. But it's one of the most terrible disease, you know. I can say it in a nice way. They call them, and Debbie will hate me for that, they call them spiritual prostitute. That's actually how they call them. Once you have more than so many things you're listening to, what all make if you get the word opening me. And many times, thank God our students don't suffer from that. They're seriously about vital and don't listen to vital. But there is people out there that they're just searching all the time. Not because they want to find. They're never going to find anything, by the way. But the day before they die, they realize they find nothing. Because you got to focus on think of what is opening me and make sure that the teaching and the teacher push you to the next level. But you cannot be the one who decides what the next level is. If somebody will ask me now, push me to the next level, so I don't want to. They would never get that that's actually the Omekif by me saying no to them. They don't get it. They think this is, they're not ready, this, but then they ask me, that they ever come to me and ask me, hey Eliyahu, are you saying no because of what? And that's what people missing all spirituality. So what they do, they go to another place. And then they go there for what? Open me again, inner light. They're never going to get the surrounding light. If there is one thing that I think I'm the most famous for, is Omekif. I get the person to find the Omekif, the surrounding light. I can ask my children, my wife, or everybody who close to me. There's no way you sit next to me and you will not discover your Omekif. There's no way. Everybody who's next to me will do more than they even dream to do. More than that. But are you ready for the pressure? Because in the middle of the pressure, you can quit. You can break apart. You can fall apart. So you're not ready for that. Not ready for that. For that reason, I open the healing system. When I do the healing, I cure the person to get ready for that. Because if they're not ready, it doesn't do any good service. So again, Omekif, surrounding light, opening me, inner light. Inner light is what you already have. By the way, if you want to know about your parents, your father give you Omekif, surrounding light, your mother give you opening me. Both are important. If you don't have opening me, you're not solid from within. That's why you cannot receive Omekif. So if your mother was a little weak, your opening me is not sitting well. And for that reason, you're afraid of more light. But if your mother was super spiritual, and you don't want Omekif, you don't want the surrounding light, which has come from your father, you can build it slowly. So your mother is a very strong foundation of who you are. And once you build it inside, it's become great. Now you ask a great question. I mean, it's not a lecture. I'm supposed to talk about it here. What do you do if your mother is terrible and she's not spiritual? What do you do then? It's very simple. When you do mikveh, make sure if you ever did mikveh, if you don't do mikveh, I don't know how to teach you now, you have to hold your knee to the chest. And when you hold the knee to the chest, you have to give birth to yourself. That's a meditation of Baal Shem Tov. You pull the knee and then you're born again. So every time you do it, if you do it enough time, the ocean, the river, if it's legal to go right now, then you are born again. I'm not talking about Christian, born again, Jewish or something like this, but born again to you. It's a concept from the Baal Shem Tov. And then slowly, slowly you cancel that opening and then all make it start to come in. Remember, there's only for people who cannot take pressure, who cannot take criticism, who cannot take this. I will tell you one of the things that I did, and I don't know why I'm talking about myself again. I guess my ego winning here. One of the things that I did when I moved to Boca Raton, Florida, I saw that the people are not receptive of me. And they judge me behind my back, in front of my face. It was really bad, really, really bad. And I'm trying to raise their $12 million. Can you imagine to make... There's people who are mad with you and you're supposed to ask them for money to build the building. So that's not going to work. What I did, I took a chair and invite everybody. It was Sunday evening. And I took a chair, I put it in the middle of the room. I let them surround me. All of them. I was sitting in the middle. And I said, I want you to lash out. I want you to just to say it. What's wrong with me? What do I need to change? And of course, a lot of people disagree with me. People who love me said, how dare you do it? It's bad for your name. I said, listen, if I cannot handle that, then shame on me. I don't supposed to be a leader, a spiritual leader. I sit there and everybody beg me and do it again. I actually visit, I might do it again. It was amazing. And then if you accept that, it's beautiful. And something happened to you, it's for you. Yeah. Then I find out that in Cyprus, there's a famous guy that do this therapy for people who are mentally ill, and he cured them. After I did that, somebody told me, you know, you remind me of a doctor who does a therapy for people who have autism or something like that. They bring the mom, but they break her apart, and then she become again, and it affects the children. So if you cannot receive criticism, if you cannot receive pressure, if you cannot receive or be kif, don't accept your life to get better, because you're not ready for it. You want to become a billionaire. Are you ready to take the pressure of a billionaire? You want to become famous, are you ready to take it? If you don't, so please stop, ask for that. Because when you ask for it, then it come knock on your door. It's like knocking on your head. It's dangerous because you don't want, you just don't want to do better. So when people say to me, oh, I'm quiet, I don't bother anybody, I'm just a simple, nice guy. You know what I call openly me person. I said, you are the disaster of the world. You are the one who disturb everybody for making it because you don't want more. When you don't want more, you are only open to me, you are inner light. So let's say two partner, one person just live peacefully, you know, care about the vegan and yoga and move and this and that. That's good. But how much pressure is there? How much pressure you put on yourself? If you don't put pressure, there's no makif. If there's no makif, there's no growth. Or makif feel terrible. Those of you who want to know how it feels terrible. It feels like a nightmare. Nothing works with or makif. This morning I wake up to a phone call. I tell you what Or Bekif feel like. From a person who usually don't like me, but ask me for help. They don't like me. They don't talk to me. But you gotta help this, this and that. So my God, that's really a punch. So I'm gonna start to help. The person I need to help is another person who doesn't want to talk to me. But they want my advice, but they don't want to talk to me. I try to help. I call people. I put all the pieces together. And as I put all the pieces together, I saw that it's not so clean. It's a lot of politics there, like a Game of Thrones kind of a situation. But in the end of the day, I didn't care because I was handling the pressure. I was handling the criticism. I was handling that. And I still gave. That's worth everything. That's worth everything. And the reward for that, my feeling, it was the beginning of the reward. I met three wonderful people today on the radio show. I'm sure you saw it. On the radio show, wonderful, wonderful people that it was really good to meet. So, Or Bekif again, without Or Bekif, there's no growth. If you only have Or Pnimi, you just keep it, you know, the tuna can with the mayonnaise or whatever it is, on a little cracker. Same old, same. What are you doing? What's the purpose of living 70 years if your every day is the same? Well, what are you doing? Same thing, same. Change, you know? Change. Those of you who live with me, you can ask my family, this every day is a different thing. I can even keep a song for more than 2 minutes. You gotta move on. You always gotta move on. You know, study new thing. You're never too old to study a new thing. Never too old. Never too old for that. Orech. Length. What is Orech in Kabbalah? Length. Amerchak sheben bet ha'ktzavot shebadarga. The distance between two ktzavot, two ending. We know that in physics, but what does that mean in spirituality? כלומר, מבחינה הזכה יותר עד לבחינה אהבה יותר בכונה בשם אורך. From the most refined point to the less refined point, כל אורך. So for example, between Keter and Malchut, this is distance, that the length between one point to another. כי קד הוא גם אורך המדומה הגשמי. אבל it's like say it, the same thing in physicality. The distance, the length of thing, the same thing in physicality. שרומז על השטח שבין קצה עולי לקצה התחתון. Which is the length between the upper and the lower, or the right and left. So when we talk in Kabbalah about אורך, אורך would be between two קצוות, two ending, two ending. So one end is less refined, is very physical, is very receiving. The other side is very refined. And more giving. So the distance between the two, or the length between the two, called orech. Again, what I'm teaching today is words, so you can get familiar with the word. Bina. The word bina, we know that the word bina means sfirat bina. The sfirat, the third level in the sfirot. But what does that mean? Ha'id bonenut bedarkei gorem venimshach kedei levarech kol ha'tocot hanolodot bezdaro mekunah b'shem bina. When you're looking into something, when you're looking deep into something, okay, בדרכי גורם ונמשך, once I'm looking for the cause and the effect, the beginning and the end, once I'm looking for where it is, I'm not oblivious, I'm more aware, beginning and where things are going, כדי לברר, because I want to clear, because I want to understand כל התוצאות, all the result that will come from that, הנולדות ויוצאות מאיזה דבר, that come out from that specific thing, מכונה בשם בינה, we call that בינה. So when I want to understand all the outcome of different doing, that's called בינה. בינה means intelligent too, if you want to translate it. But if I'm not mistaken, Rav Ashlag is not related to בינה, it's the ספירה, related to בינה is the words. So there is a big difference between the word, W-O-R-D, to the bina is the sfira, is the level in the sfirot. Do you hear me okay? Is the volume okay? Okay. Those of you who think that I'm spiritually humble right now, and that's why I talk so nice and kind, it's not so, because according to the halacha, according to the law, I'm not allowed to mislead you. Yeah, just my voice is not the greatest today, okay? So make sure that you don't think highly of me because of the whole spiritual is to speak much calm and nice. No. It's because of my voice is not the best right now. Okay? I gotta get a voice lesson teacher. I used to do it once a year when I would live in New York. And I stopped doing it. Somebody used to come and teach me how to use my voice. One day I'm gonna get it. Anyway, bilti davuk. Davuk, bilti mean non-stick. Not, so we don't talk about the pan, not stick pan. Bilti davuk mean not so close or not attached. Bilti davuk is actually the best translation, non-attached. What does that mean, non-attached in Kabbalah? Ashvat atzor shpen bet ruchanim idvikut. When you put two essence of spirituality together, it's called davuk. It means it's the same. Or in English you could call it affinity. So bilti davuk will be this affinity. So when two things are spiritually at the same level, we call it affinity. ושינוי צורה שביניהם, and the differences between them when they are not the same, עושה אותם בלתי דבוק. That means they are not the same. They are no longer the same. They have this affinity. So now we know, when you say something as an affinity, it doesn't mean closer, physical closeness, because this is before it was any physicality. We're talking about same level of spirituality. Gvul. Border. What is the word border mean in Kabbalah? Again, the reason this dictionary is important because a lot of time we translate the words as we think the word mean. Because we relate it to a physical name, but what Rav Ashlag is doing so great is taking those words and it's taking us back to Rabbi Chaim Vital, to Aryeh Kadosh. And the Rav Ashlag making sure that when we read the Ari, the Rabbi Isaac Luria or Rabbi Chaim Vital or the Zohar, we no longer understand the word that we think the word mean, because that can be our mistake. So what does mean border mean? The word border. המסך שבכל בדרגה מודד ועושה גבול על המדרגה בקומת האוכלו שהמסך מעלה. The מסך, that every level has מסך, as a curtain. So that curtain, what it does, it creates border. Why? What is the Masach Dav? It creates a border. What is a border? Don't let you in. So it doesn't let the light in, and through that create Or Chozer, so it's called Gvul. במידת אביותו, כי מסך פרינה כבר מגביל קובעת המדרגה שלא תשיג אור קטר. For example, let's try to understand it together, and please, those of you who are new to that, you gotta study the four faces to understand this concept. There's four faces. Every face, when I say face, I'm not mean face, with P, face, not face, with face. Four faces. So when I talk about the four faces, the Prina Dalet, the fourth phase, is the strongest desire. That's why there is the strongest curtain, not to let the desire come into fruition, not to let the desire come into expression. So that curtain is covered. What about Prina Gibel? What about the third phase? Also is a curtain, but the desire there is not so strong. What about second phase? Also is a curtain, but not so strong. What about first phase? Also, again, okay. So when we talk about border, when we say the word border, it means that every masach, every curtain, push the light to a certain height. So the fourth masach, which is the bottom, which is the strongest desire, has the strongest curtain. How far you think that curtain will push? Great, all the way to Keter. So what about the masach of Pchina Gimel, of the third phase? That's Magbil Kubata Madriga Shalota Sigur Keter. It's now becoming a madriga, coming a level that will never get to Keter, because from the third, it's only shooting up to Chokhmah. It will not shoot up to Keter. And the second phase will not let Chokhmah and Keter come to fruition, only Bina, because it's shooting only one level. So when we say Gvul, when we say border, it's a border of how far is this light between the Masach to where it's reaching. Remember, higher the Masach go, meaning less thick the Masach would be, the distance would be not so far. So if you go all the way to the bottom, to Malchut, that cover basically by the desire that call fourth phase, above that there is a curtain, so that curtain will push higher. But if you go up in the level, it's more refined, it's more nice, so the desire is less. If the desire is less, you don't need a strong curtain. So that strong curtain will push less up. So that's why you no longer have Keter, no longer have Chokhmah. Okay? I think you got it. So that's called Gvul, that's called border. If you guys have questions, don't be shy to text us. Make sure that I'm explaining it. Gag, roof. Roof. Can you imagine the word roof? What is the word roof has to do with Kabbalah? Uketer. שבכל מדרגה is the keter of every level called guf. Okay? Guf. Guf mean body. What is body in Kabbalah? כלי קבלה אמיתיים שבכל מדרגה מתפשטים בכוח וחוזר שבבשר במנו למטה נקרא גוף המדרגה. All the light that was hitting the masach, remember? The curtain. And then it going back. Okay? שבכל מדרגה מתפשטים בכוח וחוזר במנו למטה כוח אור חוזר שבמסך ממנו, ולמטה נקראים גוף המדרגות הקודמים מהאורות, להפוקי האורות בשביל זה בגודה כאן המסך שקודמים לכלים. So, it's a little bit, I need to explain it in a perfect way. So what come first, if you think about it, what come first? The light hitting the מסך. Then the מסך, the curtain hit back, because the light going back. So when the light go back, okay? I'm gonna explain it in the best way. When the light go back, this light that go back from the curtain is the actually kelim. It's a real vessel. And when this real vessel happen, then it will fill with the light that keep coming. If the light keep coming, so what we will call that light that coming from the curtain up, we call them guf, body. That's how you call it, body. Guf, amadriga. Guf, the body of the level. Liotam kodmi ma'orot, because it's come before the light. It's kind of a weird thing to say. How can a vessel come before the light? We always teach you that the light can become this vessel. Yes, in one condition. That's what I say, lafuke, lafdil, the different. Aorot, mitpashim, lezvugdaka. The first light that coming from above to hit the masach, the light come before the vessel. The zivug ha'aka la masach, but then he hit the masach. And remember, light that doesn't have something to reveal that is almost like it's not exist. Did you ever think about it? Light that has nothing to reveal that it's almost like not exist. Is the seed of an apple could come into expression without putting it in the ground? The answer is no. So, for the light to be expressed itself, you need a ruchzer, you need a returning light. So the light hit the masach, when the light hit the curtain, and now the curtain, from the curtain it's going back, or chozer, that or chozer become the vessel for the light that keep coming. That or chozer now will become the vessels. If that become the vessel, we call that guf, guf, body. Dakala masach sheb kodim laklim. I mean, if you think about it, your entire body, entire spirit, your entire soul, is work like that. We just cannot explain it. I mean, I'm not a scientist. I cannot teach you that. But one day will come a scientist or biologist to explain the cell of the body. The cell of the body is coming to expression as we push. So what can build your immune system? You worry right now. What can build your immune system? Your ability to not to do things. You know, your ability not to get angry. Your ability... No. When you stress, are you stressed because you have too much or because you don't have? When you stress, you are stressed because you have too much money, too much love, too much beauty, too much wisdom, or you stressed because you don't have? Good. So if you're honest, it's because you don't have something. If you don't have something, or you have too much problem, when you have too much chaos, that's when you don't have peace. So you stress because you don't have peace. So when you stress out, what doctor will tell you? All doctor hospital will tell you 85% of disease is stress related. 85%. It's not normal. Guys, it's not normal. Some doctors say even more, 92. There's a different study. So, let's say it's 85. It's crazy, no? 85% of your life is sick because you stress. And why you stress? Because you don't think about others, think about yourself. Think about it. So you don't push back. You don't push, okay, I don't want to think about me. I don't want to think about me. I don't want to think about me. What can you do in a time of stress? You got to share. You got to find somebody to share with. Everybody has something. It's normal. You're born with that, or you're going to develop it as you grow. Some people have a fear of this. Some people have a stress from that. Some people have confrontation issue. You know, they don't know how to confront. So they either come too angry or they come too quiet. You know, but the end of the day, you're busy with yourself. And when you're busy with yourself, you cannot do the zivug da'aka. You cannot push the light back. When you don't push the light back, you can reveal anything. Your true potential stay in dormir, in sleep. That's what happened. So anyway, that's the word goof. Remember, the word goof mean that kli kabbalah amitim. It's a true vessel that only can come when the light goes to the masach push back, and then the light mitlabesh, and then the light dress with that. Galgal, wheel, wheel. Am I saying it correctly? Wheel, like wheel, the turning around, spinning around. Mazeh galgal, what is a wheel has to do with Kabbalah? Sfirot digulim. The sfirot, remember the sfirot before the Tzimtzum? The sfirot, the concept of sfirot digulim, of a circular vessel. We call them galgalim. We call them wheels. Wheels. Lama, why? Liot ha'orot mita'aglim ba'em. Kloma, she ifshar la'akir ba'em zachut va'aviyut. When we say wheels, when we say circular, we need to understand, is it the shape? Is that what I'm looking for? The shape? No. We're using the shape to understand what it means. So what is the shape of a circle? No, up and down. Everything is the same. Up and down is the same because it's a wheel. When you have your car, you know, spinning the wheel, is there is top or down? When it stop, but when it ride, whatever was up, go down. Whatever was down, go up. That's the wheel. Never stop. So when we talk about Galgal, we talk about the wheel. When we talk about circular vessel, the light there is different. The agol, circle. What does that mean? Sheifshal akir baim zachut vaviut. You cannot see the difference between more refined to less refined. You can see the difference there. It's all the same. That's what means circular. That's why circular was the original creation. Then with the Tzimtzum, with the contraction, it become line. Line is up and down. It's different. Very different. We are living from that line. That's where we're drawing the light. There's a line of light coming from the end. It's all the way here. and drop of that light to exist here. The tea you drink, the water you drink, the tomato, the banana, the food, the vegan, the non-vegan, all of it as a drop of that dust of light coming all the way from the endless. Relationship between people, shape of people, talk of people, conversation of people, sound, the voice of people, all of that is a drop of that light coming directly from the endless through the line. But everything is coming to a limitation. To limitation, everything has to come to limitation because after the symptom of the contraction, everything has to come to limitation. Yes, Adam and Eve tried to relate to the tree of life or the tree of knowledge, whatever you want to call it. You know, in the tree of life, the tree of knowledge has good and bad. Good and bad. The good of the tree of knowledge eventually leading you to the tree of life. But what does it really mean? It means that they want to open the concept of circular vessel, but they were not ready yet for it. Because the only way you can open a circular vessel without it hurting you is when you want nothing for yourself. When you want nothing from yourself, then you can relate to that level. But we're selfish. We have ego. We cannot have nothing for ourselves. And so for that reason, Rav Ashlag explained in Panim Yirot V'Masbirot on this study, but at a different level. And he explained that the sin of Eve was not the first bite of the tree of knowledge, was the second bite. Because the first bite, she didn't have a ratzon, she didn't have a true desire for it yet. But after the first bite, now she developed a desire. And if she developed a desire, now the desire can refine either way, either for oneself alone, or either for the sake of sharing. But she chose for the oneself alone, and then all the world collapsed back to where it is today. You know, so if she would be able to, after the first bite, to say no, that's it. For that reason, when you look at people who are born into spiritual environment, or born into religious environment, or whatever you want to call it, self-help environment, when they work on themselves spiritually, it's not a big deal because they born into it. But you see a person who came from nowhere and climb, that's hard. Why is that hard? Why is it so difficult? Because that person already tasted from the tree of knowledge. That individual, she or he, they know what it tastes like. And to be able to say no to themselves, that's the only correction, the only tikkun, the only goal they should have in their life. It's not what you say yes for in life. It's what you say no to. And if you're capable to say no to yourself about a certain thing, that makes you the strongest person in the room. So people who say yes, okay, yes, I will help you, yes, I will give charity, that's good. But can you say no to yourself? You know, somebody asks you, hey, can you make a sandwich? But you don't like them. They actually don't like you, but they just want you to make them a sandwich. Are you going to say no to yourself? What is the no? The no, I don't want to say yes to them, but I'm going to say no to that desire in me. That ability will make you ready to rise to that level of igulim, of circular vessel, how it used to be in the beginning of creation. But because I have to disappoint you, none of us are there. None of us are there. That we will be absolutely thinking nothing about ourselves, not in our mind, not in our words, and not in our action. Nothing. When we reach to the kitchen, you want to eat something, gone. Because we built from two desires, the Gemara, the Talmud said that these two aspects in life of human being cannot be cured until Mashiach will come. And one of them is food, and one, the second one is sex. And of course it's divided to what is food, and divide what is sex. It's not just sex, under sex there is many, many things. If you want to read about it, there is a lot of morality book that explain that. But it's making you understand that we're not yet there. We're not yet there. And it's okay, but practice. Practice on things which are possible. You know, things that are possible. Your pride, your ego, your money. Things which are you're attached to, and then say no to yourself. Let's say your voice tell you, don't give charity, don't help the poor, don't help this organization, don't help them printing the book. Say I'm to that voice in you, I'm saying no to you. Now you're climbing. That's I'm telling you, that's a work for a lifetime. Never stop, by the way. You make it okay, and then 3 months later it captures you again. It's never going to leave you alone. It's a gift and it's a punishment. What's the punishment about it? That you cannot ever overcome it. What's the gift about it? Once you overcome it, it's a great feeling. You feel free. You feel good. Gimel Rishonot. Gar. Gar means Gimel Rishonot. Gimel means three. Rishonot mean first three. Okay? And what you got more like Kelim? When we say Gar or Gimel Rishonot or first three, is the light that were before the vessel. Amenubashim Be'or Chozer, that they are dressed with the Or Chozer, with the returning light. That that light is coming from the curtain and above. From the curtain and above. Remember that, very important again, Orot Shekadmu LeKelim is the light before the vessel. Amelubashim Be'or Chozer. What is they dress with? Returning light. Where's that returning light come from? Ole Laim Masach Be'men Uv Lemala. From the Masach and above. דהיינו גיבל סבודו שלות כרחמה בינה שאור שבכונים ראש של הפרצוף. We can call them also כתר חוכמה ובינה. Or you can call it the head of the parצוף, the head of the face. By the way, the word face means system. From now on, so when you say parzufim, mean systems, a complete system of how many spheres, how many olamot, it's all called system. Gashmiut, meaning physicality. What is physicality? Can anybody can define physicality beside Rabbi Chaim Vital or Rav Ashlag? So Rav Ashlag, gashmiut, physicality, kol amedume. והמוחש בחמישה דחושים או שתופס מקום וזמן וכונה בשם גשמיות. You want to know what physicality mean? Everything you imagine or you can feel or you can touch through your five senses, or something that has to do with place or space, maybe מקום, space, yeah, space and time, we call it גשמיות. We call it physicality. It's a tremendous, if you understand the Hebrew, it's a tremendous definition of the word physicality. What is this physical world? Three things, right? Three things. Five senses, time, and space. If you experience it to the five senses, physicality. If you relate to time, physicality. If it relate to space, physicality. Three things, it's so simple. So what is a physical world? When people say, oh, you're not so spiritual. You know, those people say, yeah, I'm not so spiritual. They don't even know what they're talking about. Spirituality is not something you can see. Whether you can see spirituality or not. Five senses, time, space. If all what you have relate to your five senses, or what you have to relate to the time, or what you have relate to the space, like, am I now in LA? Really? How do you know? How do you know? Because of the window behind me. How do you know? How do you know? And I used to train people in Toronto, I think it was that lecture, and they tell me, how do you get your consciousness changed? I said, look at your shoes. Look at your shoes. So what do you mean? I said, just look down to your shoes and ask yourself, where am I? Am I here in LA, New York, Jerusalem? Where am I? Once you raise your eyes from the shoes up, then you know where you are. But until then, you don't know where you are. Think about it. I don't know if I blow your mind with that. But just understand that the physical things are domained by the five senses and time and space. I hope you're getting it, but for me it's a tremendous definition by Rav Ashlag, like what is the physical world? So everything not in the five senses, not in the time, and not in the space, what is it? Spiritual world. So you say, I have to drive that far. Yeah, physical world. There's no far in spirituality. You're already there. You're already there. There's no time. Daytime, nighttime, that's all physicality. Think about it. It's a kind of complicated. Maybe Einstein will help us. Tetvav, derech ha'avara. Derech mean a path of transition or the path of transportation in a way. Almost like transport or teleport. Don't teleport, that's the wrong word. Transport, la'avir, mashem in polepo, to transfer, a path of transfer. Thank you, Debbie. What is the path of transfer? Ha'orot ha'nimshachim me'ensof baruch hu is the light that coming all the way from the endless blessed be he el ha'sfirot ha'tachtonot to the lower sfirot em ha'ovrim b'chach derech ha'sfirot ha'alyonot. That light has to go to the upper sfirot. So for example, if a light has to go all the way to Malchut, but it went to Keter, that's called derech ha'avera. Path of transfer. because it's transferred to the upper sphere. That's what the Derech Avra. ומתוך שאין הרוחני נהדר במקום אחד. And now we just learned what the spiritual world looked like. Nothing ever, beast, nothing. It's not like a physicality. If it was A and it got to B, then it's no longer an A. Spirituality, if it was an A and it got to B, it's also an A and also an B. Never stopped where it came from. ומתוך שאין הרוחני נהדר במקום אחד ביותו בעובר למקום ב', אשר קיים גם במקום א' וגם במקום ב', וכן אנו מבחינים כל הספירה ב' בנאורות. So if something transfer from one area to another, the, where it came from, it's still there, and where it receives, still there. Even the brain sometimes have a difficult time with it, because we connect to five senses, and we connect to time and space, that's why we have a difficult time with that. So let's say, that's why we look at every sphira as two type of light. אורות של בחינת הבצבן ואורות שנשארו בהם דרך מעבר. Every ספירה has two light. The light that belong to that level. ספירה, remember, is like a vessel. So that ספירה has a light that belong to it and the light that went through it. So the light that went through it is called אורות מעבר. The light that belong to it is the אור itself that belong to it. So one is to make sure it's clear. With good on time. Ahara merachok. Light from distance. Again, those of you who join us in the last 5 minutes, we are going to words of Kabbalah. The words of Kabbalah, as that will be eventually a dictionary for all of you to go to it. So when we study, a lot of time I look at people who study with me, now I don't have you to look at you, but when I study with you, I see that sometimes you get lost in the words. So it's important to practice those words. A light from distance. הערה פועלת בפרצוף בשעה שאין לנו לפרצוף כלי קבלה לאור. A light from distance is a light that shine from distance on the system called פרצוף in a time that the face or the system or the vessel כלי קבלה לאור, it doesn't have enough capability to receive that light. נקראת בשם הערה ברחוק. We call that type of shining from distance. הערה מין shining from distance, שהמשמעות אשר יש מרחק ושינוי רב בין האור, בין כלים של הפרצוף וחסימות האור. There's a big distance between what the light is to what the receiving is, אשר על כן אין הכלים מוכשר לקבל האור או לבשור אלא בקבל בונו הערה ברחוק. It's the time that the vessels are not capable to receive that light, but the light is standing shiny. Yes, I know what you're asking. Is it similar to Or Mekif? I don't know how to answer that because it doesn't put it together. It sounds similar to me, but I cannot say yes or no. And then, those of you who study with me, Rav Ashlag, will never say a word different than Rav Ashlag. That's what I promise myself to do. When I say never, bli neder bezor Hashem, sometimes you do it by mistake. But I'm here to protect Rav Ashlag words no matter what, and Rav Ashlag work no matter what. But it sounds similar to me, Arabe Rechok. And surrounding light, it sounds similar, but Or Mekif is keep pushing. That's a different. I find if I'm not mistaken, hopefully I'm not. The Or Mekif is pushing the vessel to grow. It's pushing the desire to grow. Ahara Merachok doesn't push. It's just passive light that are waiting for the vessel to get ready to want it, and then it's come. So I think that a bit different, and that's why there's different name. Otherwise, they would call them the same name. Is the Kehut Hamasach. Is the kahut mean clarification? Masach mean curtain. So what does that mean, clarification of the masach? Is the kahut ha'aviyut shebepkina dalet. Meaning, when the light keep mevatesh, the light keep hitting the masach, right? The light keep want to give, the light want to give, the light want to give. The vessel want to receive. But between them there's a curtain that the vessel built because the vessel afraid to receive, because the vessel says, I have to work on myself not to receive, so I put a curtain. So when somebody stops smoking a cigarette, he's afraid to go around people smoking a cigarette, because he's afraid to want to receive it again. So what he does, he avoid that avoidingness called basach curtain. But the light doesn't care, the light want to give. Goodness and goodness and goodness. You are the one who say no. להיות קובתו של האור חצה שבצח בנאמר ושל האור ישר, תלו בבית הגודלה של האפיות שבחינה דלת. So what happened because the curtain don't let the light go in, that light from the Bechina Dalet, from the Masach, from the curtain of fourth phase, go all the way up. So now you have Or Chozer. Now you have returning light, that fulfilling, that bring to expression all the light. שיפור שוקות על השתוקות, שבלחר שבת לגלן פעם באור שלה, שבשיר המתגבר רום, לכיוון זקר את המסך, אז זה שירות של מידת השתוקקות. זה מכון השתוקקות, מה ביטה שתרה, ונקרא גם כבשל את הקרות המסך. So, but, remember, that light, that called אור מקיף, surrounding light, doesn't want to give up. He want to go into that vessel. So he start try to break in. Break in, break in, break in. More we try to break in, more אור חוזר, more returning light happen. But, also what happened, is eventually diminishing. The masach diminishing the curtain, and then the curtain is no longer there. Think about the light bulb. If you look at the light bulb, you have one side that keep giving, I think, electronic like pulse, and one side that receive. If they meet each other, it will be explosion. It's not going to work. The light will last for a second. It will be bright, but that's it. In between them, Thomas Edison or whoever invented it, not my business. There's a filament. That filament is the masach. What happened when the filament break? No light. It's kind of a weird thing. So what is exactly happening is that concept, if you think about it, I wish Thomas Edison would live today because he would invent more things, to my opinion. And those of you who judge me mentioning his name, maybe he was a bad man, good man. I'm not talking about the personality trait. I'm talking about from invention point of view, from the idea. The concept of that filament, the concept of the two pole in between, there is a resistance, that's a masach pushing back, pushing back, pushing back, and because of that it gets warm, and then there is light. Without that, it would be no light. But eventually, is the filament eventually wearing off? Of course. It's not going to last forever. And because it doesn't last forever, because the light want to give, and the resistance won't say no to it, always the light will win. In the end. But once the light wins, that's a catch 22 going on, the paradox, it's going to be dark. Once the light wins the curtain, it's dark now. So, what he's saying to us, Rav Ashlager? So he say, מה לב ומלביש על ההורי, אשר תלו במידה גדולה של אבית שבחינה, שפושר, גודל ההשתקות שבהלכה, לכן, אחר שמדגן נתפנה באור שלה, שהמשיכה, מתגבר האור מקיף ומזכר את המסך, עד איזה שיעור של מידת ההשתוקקות. So, the fourth phase want to receive, the curtain prevented receiving, so they all make if the surrounding light keep beating, whatever disturbing. וזהו מכונה של דקרה מהוויתה שהייתה בה, ונקרא גם בשביל תקחו את המסך. So once that curtain break, and the all make if fulfill that level, with the light that is necessary to fulfill it, that's mean that the curtain no longer bother the light. If the curtain no longer bother the light, that's what we call ivdakehut amasach, the clarification of the basach, meaning that the basach is no longer can hold the pressure from the light. So you have to remember that it's a lesson here, that the light always going to win, the light always going to give. If you're not capable of receiving it, you know, it's going to be around you until you're accepting it. Now you can give up and say, I don't want that much. Let's say you owe $100,000 to the bank. And you have a store and you try to sell, I don't know, pizza. And, you know, client, things are tough and all this and that. And you say, I wish I just make at least $85,000 in sell and something in vegetables or do something. This I make it. That's not all mekif. That's not surrounding light. And I know it's tough to think like that. But you have to, once you have minus 100,000, you have to think 200,000. That's why if you surround yourself by people who think in small, they're actually destroying your business. So if you have a pizza place who make $100,000 a year and you owe $100,000 a year, you have to think, how do I make 300? That's going to make a lot of pressure on you. But that pressure call Or Mekif, and then you invite Or Mekif to come. But when the Or Mekif comes, bring problem with it. Not problem, solution, but you have to change to something. But you always have to ask double of what you worry about. So let's say if you want to make 1 million, always think 2. If you want to make 7 million, think 14. Always double up. If you don't double up, you don't have Orbeck. If you don't have Orbeck, nothing will manifest. I hope you enjoyed the class today. We're going to continue with those words next time. Please enter.